home or away, 24 hours a day. This is
I'm going to be getting my first car soon, which is going to be a Datsun B210. I'm either going to get a 76 or a 77, and I wanted to know if anyone had any advice on buying a Datsun and if they're good cars or what their experience has been with Datsuns or whatever. Thanks a lot.
Once again, this be the Shadow of the Casino with the answer to last week's sports quiz. Question being, name an ex-Dodger pitcher famous for the sidewinder. The clue given was, what does Roy Rogers do to his mate after they take a shower? The answer is, he dries Dale. The answer, Don Drysdale.
Hello, this is Al, Center City, Philadelphia, calling, a regular on Sounding Board in Philadelphia, which is area code 215-725-0136 for playback and 722-0183 for input. The reason I'm calling is because on Election Tuesday, I went to Pittsburgh, and both the gubernatorial candidates were having their election night parties in the same hotel. I made some very interesting observations. First of all, in my opinion, both candidates were typical politicians, inasmuch as they would say anything to get elected. The Democrat, Flaherty, couldn't sing his Democratic songs too loudly so people wouldn't identify him with the incumbent Democrat Schaff. And Thornburg, the Republican, was crowing about all these innocuous things that either don't matter or that he couldn't change anyway. Hence, I really didn't care who won, but I was determined to go to the winner's party for some free drinks and some happy celebration. I'm sort of glad that the Republican group was celebrating because they were much better dressed and more fashionable and actually cleaner looking than the union bosses and thugs in the Democratic group who look like they never bathe. All I can say is that the Republicans definitely outclassed the Democrats, and they're better looking, too. At least the one I took back to my hotel room wouldn't be the type to steal my wallet. Certainly not a Republican. Well, thank you very much, and be sure to call Sounding Board. Thank you very much. This is Al, Center City, Philadelphia, saying goodbye.
I suppose Blue Point also melts underneath the sun lamp. Boy, oh boy. I just listened to the Blue Point tape. I want to make my comment on here because I don't want to waste Steve's tape because my comments are so long. I just like to say, yeah.
Okay, the Watchtowers, November 15th. Okay, I think this definitely needs to be said. Whenever someone is going to start running an entertainment line, or let's say you've had a slight difficulty with the phone company, if you're a phone freak, okay, they always remember that. They're always going to hold that over your head. They consider us, first of all, a threat to them because we know so much about their, shall we say, their quote-unquote bureaucracy or whatever. They are not your friends. And in particular, in this case, the investigators, they are not your friends. They love it when one of us would call up and complain about another phone freak. They love to hear the quibbling and the fighting and everything and know everyone's business, who's going out with who. I couldn't believe it. It's ridiculous. So that they can say, well, you know, so-and-so, you're right. Well, I heard this. Try to twist you around their little finger. Try to get you to say something against the other person. To try to get more information out of you. Where half the time they don't really, per se, have the information from the other party themselves, but they want you to think this. Also, they may seem friendly on the surface. Be very careful if you ever should even run into any of them. Let's say if they have to make a health call, shall we say. They have a bad habit of dropping names. Oh, you know, you shouldn't hang around with so-and-so because so-and-so this and so-and-so that. A whole bunch of bullshit. They want to scare you to get you out of phones. The thing that I find rather funny, though, we're bigger and stronger and better than ever before. But do heed the warning. Do not turn in another phone freak and do not, under any circumstances, trust them with any type of information. No matter how friendly any of them seem, they are not can Steve Blueblind's used underwear, especially my used underwear. Do that.
Yeah, I think you better get a little closer on camera. Answer, yes. Anyway, I'm just so used to that single lead charge. I think something that has to be brought up is now that summer is over, I'm not really sure what season we're in, but I think Brian did claim that the feedback summer was 78, and that we'd have a stereophonic comment tape. Oh, someone's knocking at my door. Yeah? Hold on. Well, I better hurry up with this comment. It's looked at my door. Tell you what, I'll leave it later, okay?
Comment again, and this mess is over the feedback telephone network. You have my condolences.